This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Again, welcome back. I wanted to get into a few things here because there are some things that bother me about the election. I don't know how much fraud happened in the 2020 presidential election. I know that things just don't add up to me. It just doesn't smell right. When a very weak candidate can gain 11 million more than the incomparable Barack Obama, it makes me question the legitimacy of this election. Now, so far, Giuliani has swung and missed just about every step of the way. But, okay, that being said, let's take a look at some very peculiar happenings. Late on election night, Trump comfortably ahead. Many swing states stopped counting ballots. Why? In most cases, observers were removed from the counting facilities. Why? Statistical abnormal vote counts were the new normal when counting resumed. But it stinks. Late arriving ballots were counted. The failure to match signatures on mail-in ballots. The destruction of the mail-in ballot envelopes, which must contain the signatures. You get rid of the evidence, there's no way to prove that the ballots were bogus. Historically low absentee ballot rejection rates. Usually the percentage is 6 or 7%. These were less than 1% rejection rate. In other words, if they got there and they had Biden on it, they went through. Missing votes. Delaware County, Pennsylvania, 50,000 votes held on 47 USB cards missing. Non-resident voters. Just statistical anomalies that happened over and over and over again. It makes you ask the question, how much of this is legit? Is there not at least a chance that some of this stuff was manufactured? Some of this stuff was not necessarily on the up? And don't you want to find the answer to that if in fact it's true? And I'm not pointing a finger necessarily at any one person or any group of people. I don't even know if Biden was involved in this. Who knows? Or I don't even know if there was anything to be involved with. I mean, is it feasible that 80 million people came out? Okay, sure, it's feasible. Is it likely? Hell no. Who would vote for Biden? Who is running to vote for Biden? Nobody. Not a soul. Come on, you know that. There isn't one person that you know who went and voted for Biden because of Joe Biden's leadership abilities. Nobody. Nobody voted for Joe Biden for Joe Biden. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris because she's a great leader. Maybe people voted against Trump. I can buy that. He's divisive. I get it. He's hated. But 80 million people came out in a country where apathy reigns? Come on. I got to believe that. I got a Brooklyn Bridge to sell you. It doesn't make any sense. Sorry. Okay, because what? Because there was now just mail-in ballots, so people so lazy, fat and lazy, they decide, well, I'm normally not going to go vote. I'm not going to waddle myself or wedge myself up off the couch, put down the ice cream sandwich, and go vote today. It's easier. I'll just put in a mail-in ballot, send it in. So those people all of a sudden now became patriotic. The fat SOBs who couldn't get themselves off of their couch to go vote, now all of a sudden they're wearing red, white, and blue every single day. Give me a break. You're asking me that 30 million more people voted in 2020 than voted in 2016? I find that almost statistically impossible. 73% voter turnout in a presidential election. Since 1920, it's never been more than 62%. You know that? And here we are, you're telling me that 73 or 4%, depending upon how many registered voters that you are counting, came out to vote in this election. Remarkable. Incredibly patriotic. Impossible, almost, yeah. Considering that it's never even come close to that. So you've got to get me to believe then that the hatred for Donald Trump was so deep, the division in this country was so widespread, that it made people who normally don't give a damn about who's the president or who's a senator or who's a congressman, it made those people who don't give a blank about any of it, it got them off the couch, at least to the kitchen table, to fill out an absentee ballot to send it in. These are people who can't spell absentee ballot, probably didn't know where to get one if it wasn't sent to them. You're telling me that they decided that this election was the election that they were going to come out and vote because what? Because it's easier to vote from home? That's what you're saying to me today. Man, it seems almost impossible. Doesn't it? It seems impossible. You're asking me to buy into a lot. We're all anxiously awaiting evidence that Giuliani was supposed to deliver. And that's probably not going to come. But there are other accusations that make a little bit more sense. The idea with Dominion ciphering off votes. I don't know what the count was. There's got to be an algorithm out there that they can build. Of course there's an algorithm they can build to do this. Of course it's out there. It's possible. Democrats are going to wag the finger at me, want to stand up and say, wait a second, hold on. Wait, whoa. Okay, maybe you won. But moving forward, when I go cast a vote in an election, I need to be sure that it's going to count. Otherwise, you've got anarchy and chaos in this country, period. It's the end of the republic. If I cannot have complete security and confidence when I go cast a vote on the first Tuesday in November, if I'm not sure my vote's going to be counted, we're lost. It's over. It's game over. Republic ends. Democracy ends. You've got one-party rule, and eventually, over time, it won't be during our lifetime, but certainly over the next couple of generations, you'll have a complete systematic capitalistic breakdown. And you'll have what they want, socialism in place, and you'll have leadership, one-party leadership, and one-party rule. And that's what you'll live under. That's what your kids will live under. That's where we're going if we can't trust the election. Now, I know people are saying, oh, my God, Trump, he's questioning the election. It's so bad for the country as far as how we get along. Listen, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to question authority. It's the right thing to question that authority. It's not wrong. It's right. It's not a mistake. It's what needs to happen. It's what needs to happen. And if we find nothing in the end, what have we lost? If we, as American citizens, we go after what we think is statistically impossible, abnormalities, improbabilities, if we go after those and we try to find answers to those, and if there are no answers to those, if the answers are legitimate, what have we lost? Nothing. In fact, we've gained confidence. Don't you want confidence in the voting mechanism? I do. If we leave 2020 with one thing, we need to leave it with confidence in the voting mechanism. At the very least, that has to happen. So there's nothing wrong with squeaking a little bit here after this election to make sure everything sort of adds up. Because 1 + 1 is not equaling 2. It's not equaling 3, 4. It's equaling 10. 1 vote for Biden, 2 votes for Biden equals 10. Something's rotten in Denmark, man. Something stinks. And I know the folks who consider themselves patriotic Democrats are wagging their finger at the rest of the folks out there making a lot of noise. Well, shame on the patriotic Democrats for not wanting to get an answer. Again, if there was something negative at the end of all this, right, if you were going to find out that in the end, nothing went wrong, everything was right, who loses? Nobody. Trump loses. He fades off into the sunset. Biden and Harris take over. 4 years from now, we have an election. And hopefully it's an election on the square. And everybody walks away, I guess, somewhat happy. But if we find out that there were a lot of improprieties, a lot of devious activity, then we got a chance to fix it. Isn't that what you want? You want to fix it? Don't we want to fix things that are broken? Again, this is not about Trump. It's really not. It's about making sure the way that we cast votes is not only legitimate, but it's fair. That's the most important thing. That if we can come out of this with one thing, we come out of it with the confidence that every single person's vote is counted, that correctly votes is counted and counts. You get it? It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Shame on them. Shame on all of them. These kinds of practices. This is why the swamp needs to be drained. It's horrifying. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747. Again, text Protect 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee L.C. Wayne Allyn Root will be here on Thursday. If you don't know by now, he is in Washington, D.C. Big party at the White House. A big Christmas party with Melania and Donald and the entire crew. So looking forward to hearing what Wayne has to say about that. But real quick, let me share with you how dirty and nasty and ugly the media can be and how disingenuous the potential incoming president is. So a small story popped yesterday, and it had to do with former Vice President Joe Biden saying, "I'm going to make history. I'm going to make history." Okay. What kind of history are you going to make there, Joe? Well, Joe says he's going to make history by having the first all-female-led communication team in the White House. The Washington Post reported that on Sunday. The only problem is with the claim, it's not really accurate, because Donald Trump's communication team is led across the board by women. They're all women. So this kind of garbage that happens constantly, you know, it's driven by the media and it's accepted by the Democrats. In this case, it's accepted by the potential incoming president because they know that no one will challenge this kind of nonsense. Because he is a Democrat. Joe Biden is a Democrat. So no one's going to call him out for saying something that isn't accurate. No. Donald Trump has been ahead of the curve with this. I think, except for Spicer, didn't Scaramucci have that position for a hot minute before he was bounced? I think maybe. But the bottom line is, essentially, it's a big fat lie. It really is. Biden throws something out there. The media jumps on it as if it's true or gospel, and away we go. So let's not forget that it was Donald Trump to lead the charge when it comes to females as his spokesman. He's been doing that pretty much, except for Spicer, since day one. All right, one other thing before we run out of time quickly. The counting is over, if you don't know this by now, and Donald Trump unfortunately lost again in Wisconsin and in Arizona. The two states were the last in the six contested by Trump to finalize their vote counts. That happened on Monday. Now, is it a final blow to Trump's attempt to overthrow Biden? I don't know if it's a final blow. I think what they're doing now, and I mentioned this earlier, is I think that they are focusing in now on some of these electoral college voters in each state, in these swing states, and trying to show to them that a lot of this stuff doesn't make any sense. It doesn't add up. The statistical anomalies almost seem impossible, right? A lot of the things that happen. I mean, the thought of Joe Biden, milquetoast candidate, could barely get out of his own way in his own campaign against other Democrats to get the nomination. He couldn't even get out of his own way. He was almost done in the beginning. I mean, with a little push to Bernie Sanders, Biden would have had no chance. And Kamala Harris, God, Kamala Harris couldn't even secure one delegate in her run to be president of the United States. Yet, I'm supposed to believe that this, again, milquetoast, old, frail man was able to eclipse Barack Obama, the savior's total number of votes by over 11 million. It's just, it doesn't really add up. I'm sorry. Now, I'm not pointing at any one specific thing. Like, I don't have an accusation. I don't know who did it or what was done. I don't know if it was Dominion software. I don't know if it was a combination of that and maybe some nefarious behind-the-scenes dealings in some of these big cities. I just know that when I look at the numbers, they don't add up to me. One plus one, in this case, is not equaling two. It's equaling seven or eight for Biden. It doesn't add up. Who is going out to vote for Biden? Who is energized to vote for Biden? Nobody. Nobody. I hate to say it. There isn't one person. I swear to you, there's not one person out there who ran to the polls to say, man, this is my guy. And they might have run to the polls because they hate Donald Trump. But 80 million of you did that? 80 million hated Donald Trump so much that you couldn't wait to go vote for him. Man, I find that hard to believe. This is a culture built on apathy. Nobody ran out to vote for Joe Biden. No way. All right, I got to take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr naming Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham a special counsel, giving him extra protection to continue during the Biden administration his investigation of the origins of the FBI's 2016 Russia probe. Barr also saying the Justice Department has not uncovered any widespread voting fraud that could have changed the 2020 election outcome. The big talk on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, COVID-19 relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expressing confidence about reaching a deal.
I felt the first thing we needed to do was to find out what the president would in fact sign. We believe we've got the answer to that.
The Kentucky Republican, among those talking with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, as is Speaker of the House Democrat Nancy Pelosi. It's the first time her and Mnuchin have talked since October 26th. USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy. And I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month. And for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I try my best to deliver this gentleman to you all at least once a week. He is fantastic. 30-plus years of military expertise, our good pal Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Now, this is one of those weekends, Stephen, where all these different stories kept coming across my desk, and I kept saying, I got to ask Stephen about this, I got to ask Stephen about this, so...
I'm ready.
All right. There's a story that broke on the internet, right? And I've had Lieutenant General McInerney on my show a couple of different times, and they claim, him along with Flynn, are claiming that U.S. Special Forces attacked a CIA server farm in Germany, grabbed the server, five soldiers are dead. Is this an internet hoax or a real story?
I cannot confirm or deny that. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not being coy. I honestly don't know the answer. It seems sort of an odd thing to do, that, you know, we would send our soft guys to go fight people working for another organization in another country like that, particularly a country like Germany, where they got rules and laws and, you know, warrants and stuff to confiscate things. I don't know. It seems like an awful big story to just melt down to nothing, other than the couple of reports you see on the internet or through some of the, less big,
right,
sources. But again, you know, the Hunter Biden email or laptop thing just sort of evaporated, and that, we know, was a perfectly legitimate story.
Okay, so we're not 100% sure, so there is still a chance that this story is a potential hoax.
It could be. I would say just hold your powder on this one. Let's, you know, dig into it some more. It's worth continuing to look to see if you can pop up a source that jumps out as more credible. But I can't believe if they did something like that, even if they found nothing, just the fact that that occurred, it would have made some kind of news. And like I say, even if it was nothing, you know, the left would have gone crazy and say, look how he's abusing, you know, our military for political means. I'm a little dubious right now.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
All right. So I don't want to, you know, belabor this point, because if it's not true, it's a waste of both of our times. But can you recall any scenario where we sent our troops to a foreign country to go try to grab a server or a piece of electronic equipment, and then soldiers died as a result of that?
I've never heard of an operation like that. I mean, we send our guys into other countries all the time. They either get a person or capture a person or kill them or get their electronic media so we can gather intel from it. We don't normally do that in a NATO country like Germany. With Germany and the other European countries, we have, you know, law enforcement liaison agreements where we work with them. We send some of our guys. We go in with their law enforcement or their military. You capture the evidence and you move out. We don't usually do unilateral operations in a developed country like Germany, like France, like the UK. It's just not the way we normally do things.
Okay. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, 30-plus years of military expertise. We talked last week, 7 days have come and gone. Has anything changed in regard to the presidential election and some of these fraud allegations? which seem to be coming up short over and over again, in particular the ones that Giuliani is filing. Anything changed in your mind about the election?
Well, I don't know if my position has changed, Lee. I think it's still worth running down, you know, all the leads, all the possibilities. If they lose in court and the judicial part of the government says, hey, there's not enough evidence here for us to take action, then you got to live with that. You know, if you don't make your case, you don't make your case. But I don't think we should stop now. I don't think this means that, you know, nothing did happen. It just means right now we can't prove it. And there are still several court cases pending, and they could make a difference. So we should continue. I think it was the correct move for the president to authorize GSA to start doing some of the transition things. That shows some magnanimity on his part, that he is saying, okay, look, I'm still fighting this. I haven't given up yet, I haven't conceded, but I'm going to let them start doing some of their transition activities, including briefings, so that the nation is not hampered if we do have to do the handoff to him. So I think that was the right thing to do, but I don't think that means he's given up, and I don't think that means he should give up.
Of all the people that we watched that day, that press conference, and this is not knocking Giuliani. I mean, I have nothing against Giuliani. It just seems like in most experts' opinion, he's really not done a great job presenting some of this stuff in some of these appellate courts. Maybe that's on purpose. I don't know. But Sidney Powell seems a little bit different, a more serious attorney. And there's a lot of real allegations, in particular with Dominion. And then on Monday, Dominion said that they had servers crash, causing all this hectic chaos in the recount in Georgia. How can we trust Dominion? Should we trust Dominion? This reminds me of Big Brother watching us, Stephen, and it reminds me of 1984.
I think so. You know, right now, Sidney Powell is pursuing these cases. I think she is a very legitimate attorney. Not that Giuliani's not, but, you know, no offense, Giuliani's a little long in the tooth. And he, you know, he gets up there, you see him on TV, he tends to ramble.
Right.
Very passionate, no doubt, but I'm not sure he was the right guy to lead the effort. Maybe, you know, he could have been in charge, but not the public face. Just use his expertise and not his presentations. You know, that's all Monday morning quarterbacking. But, you know, Sidney Powell's doing her own thing. That's a separate effort. And, you know, she seems to have, or at least claims to have, a ton of evidence, particularly of the shenanigans with the computers, that I think needs to be considered and looked at. I don't know how that fits in, because she is technically separate from the campaign. So at a certain point, her efforts, you know, can continue. She has the standing of an American citizen addressing the, you know, potential abnormalities in the American election. But I don't know how that, you know, it's not the same as the campaign doing it. So I think we'll have to wait to see on that. But yeah, the thing with Georgia saying, oh, well, now we just want to wash it all clean. That, you think 1984, I was thinking more like, you know, Chicago in the 1920s. You know, that's kind of big-time organized crime technique. Oh, quick, let's destroy all this evidence before anybody else can look at it. I think as long as there's a question, and there's clearly a question here, nobody should be able to destroy or tamper with anything. And there should be, you know, like federal marshals watching this stuff and not just the state officials, and definitely not just the state party officials handling it. There should be some judicial authority there with oversight of this effort to make sure that nobody pulls a fast one or another one.
Right. All right, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. One more quick one for me, and I just want to back up because I wanted to ask you this before and I forgot. So do we normally send votes overseas? I mean, Germany supposedly has a server. Is that commonplace that we do that or no?
I am not aware of that ever happening before. Generally speaking, our election process is supposed to occur in the states that are dealing with the vote. You know, we don't have a national system. We do it by state. And it's supposed to be resident within the states. I don't know if it's legal. I don't know if it's ever been done before, but it sounds pretty flaky to me to take that and house the storage and the manipulation of those votes in another country. That's just weird to me. Of course, we also remember President Obama hired a Canadian company to build the website for the Obamacare that, you know, crashed so badly when they put that into effect, when he could have used, you know, a dozen American companies with far more, you know, experience to do it, and he chose to do it with a foreign company. So I'm not sure about the legal ramifications, but that one has a little bit of stink to it, too.
All right, Stephen, listen, I just looked at the clock on the wall. I got to go. Thank you, as always, Stephen Bucci, 30-plus years of military expertise, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, it's John Jubilee with Energized Health. And if you've been suffering from high blood pressure, I have great news for you. First of all, you got a lot of friends. One out of three men in America over 50 years old are also having the exact same struggle you are. But the great news is, for 23 years, we have helped tens of thousands of people reverse high blood pressure in just 88 days. That is your intercellular hydration transformation cycle of your human body. When your arteries get hydrated, they expand. As they expand naturally as they're supposed to, your blood pressure drops to the normal healthy level it's supposed to be. Hey, be skeptical. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But come and check out this science on our website and look at thousands of testimonials of people just like you and me. EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Cornerstone Asset Metals is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And if Joe Biden's probably the next president, that means Kamala Harris is really the next president. And that means we're going to have a Green New Deal, and we're going to have free health care for all, and free health care for illegals, and we're going to have free college for everybody. And basically, the whole country's bankrupt, and a Green New Deal, and basically, you know, we're going to spend like something like $300 or $400 trillion more than we're spending now, which we're already bankrupt, squared right now. So we're dead. It's all over. So you better own gold and silver. That's my ad for Cornerstone Asset Metals. You better own gold and silver because Kamala Harris will spend us like you've never seen spending in your lifetime. I remember when they thought George W. Bush spent too much, and then Obama came along and spent 20 times more. And then we thought Trump spent too much, and now Biden and Kamala will come along, and they will make Obama look cheap and Bush look cheap and Trump look cheap with the amount of things they promised to their voters. So go to Cornerstone Assets, buy some gold and silver, please. You've got to find a way to preserve and protect your future savings and standard of living and protect your retirement and protect your children's future. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. They got gold, they got silver, they got IRA, precious metals IRA accounts. 888-8-GOLD-NOW or CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. This 3 hours has zoomed by, and I don't mean as in Zoom chat by, I just zoomed by. It's gone. I want to thank all the great guests that we had on, including James Hearson, Liz Karanowitz, Stephen Bucci, all spending a little time with us here on the radio today. And a special thanks goes to Chris for pushing all the buttons down there in Dallas, Texas. Couldn't do it without him. Okay. Let's wrap it up and talk about things that really don't mean anything. Really, things that are sort of in the wind. Not politics, not late-breaking news. Just things that you might need to put in your bag. Bring out, if you're having a conversation with somebody, just some little tidbits of information. Let's start with Javier Sanchez. Who is that? Well, he's an engineer, and he's working diligently on a brand new project. Javier actually was one of the folks who created Alexa. So, in a sense, he's spying on you every single day. But Javier is actually creating an app that translates cat meows. Uh-huh. Not making it up. Somebody is hard at work at that. By the way, if he is able to remotely, even in the smallest of ways, be able to convince folks that he is, in fact, translating your cat meows, he will become an overnight billionaire. He might already be an overnight billionaire considering Alexa, but people would, I would love to know what my dog is saying when he's barking like a lunatic. I would love it. I mean, I can somewhat surmise for the most part when he's hungry or mad or thirsty or whatever, wants to go out. But wouldn't you just love that ability for that app to exactly translate what your dog is saying? It'd be great. So he's working on a cat, so I'm sure a dog will be right after that. About $3,200 worth of change is thrown into the Trevi Fountain in Rome, Italy, every single day. $3,000 in change. Ah, man, that's almost $1.2 million a year. Now, I think, I'm pretty sure they contract out a company to go in there and collect that. I know they used to do that at the casino. They used to have a fountain at these casinos, and somebody bids to get that contract. They go in there, they clean out the change, and I don't know if they split it up or they do something with it, but it could be pretty lucrative. I bet you didn't know this, but the term gypsy was created because people thought they were actually in Egypt. They weren't. They were actually in northern India, but they thought Egypt, gypsy, that's how they got the name, believe it or not. The following people have all killed someone in a car accident. Think about that the next time you see them on the small or big screen. Laura Bush, Matthew Broderick, Keith Moon, Brandy, Vince Neil, and Howard Hughes. Some stores in Japan have used robots now, named RoboMovie, to find shoppers who aren't socially distancing or wearing their face mask. You guys know about the story in Connecticut, I'm sure, where a guy got arrested for not wearing a mask, tried to go into a store. Now, there were other extenuating circumstances. I mean, he ran, the canine had to get involved. But they actually, the state police actually showed up at that store after being called, 911 call, because the guy wasn't wearing a mask. Big Brother is, in fact, watching. You know this guy, Nathan Apodaca? You don't know the name? I didn't know the name until I dragged this off of the internet. This guy has gone from living in an RV in some vacant lot to buying a 5-bedroom house in Idaho Falls with cash. Who is Nathan Apodaca? He is that TikTok sensation, the guy who was drinking Ocean Spray while listening to a Fleetwood Mac song. Plunking down over $300,000 for a brand new home. I'm telling you, ladies and germs, I am in the wrong line of business. All right, before we go, I like to break out quotes from time to time, and I was thinking about a quote, a good way to leave you here on this Tuesday night slash afternoon, depending upon where you're listening. The nighttime here on the East Coast, afternoon on the West Coast, from Winston Churchill. You don't need a parachute to skydive. You only need a parachute to skydive twice. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be back here again tomorrow for the full 3 hours. Don't you dare change the dial. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.